It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Call or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! And this Call or Fold is a special Call or Fold edition. It is the listener appreciation version of Call or Fold. Now, normally how this segment works, first of all, it's 1 hour late, but you know, I don't think anybody cares. It's buy or sell, except... it's casino-themed and jazzy and, like, cigar smoke and dinner jackets and bourbon swirling around in the glass. Ugh, I can crush a drink right now. But it's by ourselves. We just make it better. I will get the biggest stories for Bart, and Bart will call, fold, or raise it, which is basically buy, sell, or really buy, which he never does. However, because of the spirit of Listener Appreciation Week, I didn't actually have to do my job today, which was great. A lot of you reached out to me via Twitter or Instagram, or I even got a text from a friend who listens to the show, and submitted your questions, but only 5 of you could get through. Obviously, I couldn't get everybody around, so let's get the 5 best caller slash texter slash DM questions for Call or Fold. Bart, we will start in baseball. Now, this one's from William W. via Twitter. We talked about earlier in regards to the competitive disimbalance in baseball. Now, I'm going to read you a couple of teams, Bart, that really don't spend a lot of money, and you'll notice a pattern. Here's the payroll coming into the season. The Miami Marlins, $67 million. Hovering around 500, really not a playoff-bound team. The Athletics, $73 million. They don't even have a city to play in. The Tampa Bay Rays are always the exception to this rule. They're around $79 million. They probably will miss the playoffs, but they'll be competitive. Now, here come the usual suspects, Bart. The Chicago White Sox, $82 million. The Pittsburgh Pirates, $87 million. I was surprised it was that high for the Pirates. I thought it was less than that. And then it goes the Guardians and Nationals and the Brewers. There's a mixed bag of teams right there. Those are your top, your lower third teams in play in payroll. I'll give you the top five here just for time's sake. The Mets spend the most money, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Blue Jays.
So we're only getting one of these questions in tonight?
Yeah, we're getting one question for this from William here.
Oh.
You see who's competitive and you see who's not.
Wait, the buildup.
Yeah, and this is the last buildup that you're going to get. Call or fold. In order for baseball to fix its competitive balance issues, MLB must adopt a salary cap / floor. Call or fold.
I am going to fold that.
Fold.
I don't know. I think we're too far gone. So maybe I'm just a defeatist. That we're too far gone ever having that in baseball. But then if you look at the last, 10 years, Dodgers, Rangers, Astros, Braves, Dodgers, Nationals, Red Sox, Astros, Cubs, Royals, Giants, there's been plenty of different teams that have won the World Series. And the Phillies have made it, the Diamondbacks have made it, the Rays have made it, Cleveland's made it, the Mets have made it, Cardinals have made it. I think a lot of it is getting hot in October, but a lot of it is having an ownership group that's willing to make moves to invest in the future. You don't need a $200 million payroll to win. Okay, you're go find a different, go invest internationally. Go be shrewd with your trading. Go be shrewd with your drafting. You know, take flyers on people. Yeah, it's unfair. It is unfair. But there are still ways within this system where you can win. And I guess ultimately I'd love to stand up for the little guy, but I'm so much of a defeatist that there's ever going to be a change that I don't see it happening.
Yeah, the only way salary cap is going to work is they have to get a salary floor. You have to force some of these owners to spend the money. Now, if guys like John Fisher or, Dick Monfort, Artie Moreno, if they don't have the money, then, obviously, this is going to be a tougher sell. You got to find people that have money. Either get private equity people more invested in these teams or start forcing these guys to sell. Because if they can't come up with a payroll of, $90 million and above, come on. There's so much money with revenue sharing. They can make this work. A salary floor has to be in the equation. All right, let's stay with baseball here. This one's from Lewis in Portland. He hit me up on Twitter. MLB is reportedly preparing for expansion. They're looking to add potentially two new teams. There are a couple places already on the radar. I'm sure Vegas, may or may not get the A's, but, Vegas is in play. Nashville is in play. Even Salt Lake City in Utah. However, a recent bill in Oregon, which is called SB110, and ask me how I found that, is making Portland, Oregon more attractive as MLB expansion, as an MLB expansion candidate. So I ask you, call or fold, out of all the cities that I mentioned, Portland will get an expansion team within the next 5 years.
How is the bill making it? What?
Yeah, tax breaks and stuff like that. Stuff like that.
Portland will get a team?
Yeah, but not only they'll get a team, but they'll get it in the next 5 years.
No. Fold.
Fold.
Well, okay, I'm thinking expansion. Maybe they get the A's. But I don't think baseball's expanding. So if you want to expand, I think that's a pipe dream. I think a team's going to have to move. And the Rays were a candidate. Seems like they're staying.
Yeah, because they got a new ownership group now, so they're good.
The A's, I don't still think they make it to Vegas. I still don't.
Portland's,
I think Nashville.
Not a bad deal from.
Nashville, if anyone's getting a team, who's in charge over there? Dave Stewart.
Yeah,
they are making that happen, or trying to. So, with my apologies to my Timber fans, my fellow Timber fans, RCTID. I say fold.
All right, staying in baseball. This one's from Chris in Toronto. He hit me up on Instagram. And his question, I'll build it up for this.
Actually, I kind of have to ask the question first, and then we can do a little build. Call or fold, Canada's only hope at a championship are the Blue Jays. Now, here's the context. The Oilers, they've lost for the second year in a row against the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup finals. So the Edmonton had two cracks at it. The Toronto Maple Leafs haven't gone to the Stanley Cup in like 60 years. I think since 63. So like 60 to 80 years. I'm not good at math. But they haven't been really a contender for forever. The Montreal Canadiens haven't been relevant in the last couple of years. And I can't remember who else is in hockey, but it's like, I think it's Vancouver. None of these guys seem to be breaking through for Canada. So his question is...
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Are the Blue Jays the only way that Canada will be able to get a championship? Call or fold?
I will fold that one. I think hockey's getting close. I think that happens soon. And I'm also going to throw the Vancouver Whitecaps into the mix. How about that? So I think hockey's close, and I'll give Vancouver some love.
All right, before I continue, what the hell are the Whitecaps?
It's Major League Soccer, duh.
Oh, and as an NYCFC city member, I should know that. But I also do know that all the Canadian teams that are in MLS really do stink. Although
they're third in the West.
Vancouver is?
Yeah, Montreal and Toronto are both dead last in the East, your conference.
Yes, we lost to Toronto. We lost to Montreal, actually. We beat the brakes off of Toronto. But yeah, lost to Montreal, and they were awful. All right. This one is from Arielis in Massachusetts. She hit me up via Instagram, and her caller fold is also a baseball theme. Now, the Red Sox, they made the first, I guess, blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball where they dumped Rafael Devers. They said, see ya. They couldn't figure out a position for him to play. He was upset that Alex Bregman was signed as the third baseman in the offseason, so Devers got pushed to designated hitter. And then they had an injury at first base, and they wanted Devers to play first base, and Devers was like, nah, bro, get me out of here. So Devers is a San Francisco Giant in his first 25 games as a Giant. The offense has actually went backwards, and Devers has been banged up. So Arielis' question is, call or fold, the Red Sox got better by trading Rafael Devers. Now also, they are on a 10-game winning streak to end the All-Star break, so call or fold. Red Sox got better.
I think I would have to call that
cold.
Just based on vibes. I think that it became untenable for both. So the Giants got better by getting Devers. But then the Red Sox got better because what had become a problem they were able to move on from. And it's hard to argue with a 10-game winning streak.
It really is. And I now they're going to wind up being buyers, aren't they? Like, you can't see that they're possibly going to be selling, which is a shame because, man, Cubs could use some relievers. All right, last one here. And this one's actually, he actually called in the last segment. This one's from Dominic in La Mesa, California. He hit me up on Instagram, so I had his stuff beforehand. But I want to take you back to last year's Super Bowl where the Eagles destroyed the Chiefs 40-22. And yes, the Eagles scored a lot of points, but really they won that championship on the back of their defense. They were constantly, that front seven, destroying and folding Patrick Mahomes. So the call or fold here is very easy. Call or fold, Bart. The Eagles have provided the blueprint to finally end the Kansas City Chiefs dynasties.
I will fold that.
Fold.
I think the Chiefs just ran out of luck as much as we all, well, we should have saw that coming. Your boy did. I don't know. I don't know that teams ever provide a blueprint. You know, I struggle with that one. Provide a blueprint. Oh, no one know how to beat them until they beat them that way? I guess. I mean, maybe it makes sense. I don't think the Eagles did anything special to beat the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs just weren't that good. But kept winning because that's how they knew how to win. If you play a close game against the Chiefs, they will win. So, okay, you know what? Reverse it. Call. Yes, the blueprint to beating the Chiefs is go up big on them because then they can't come back. Yeah, good one.
Very good.
Took me
one.
A while. But my cards are already on the table, so I regret that hand. All right, that is the listener edition of Call or Fold.
And I think they all did a great job. Call or Fold is now over.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.